We want to tell you about Denver Film Society's first ever Cine Latino, a four-day celebration of the best in Latino films. It's curated by Ernie Quiroz, who joins us in studio. Good morning, Ernie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man. So good to have you here, old radio veteran. We're happy to share you with the film world.
Yes. Thank you.
How in the world did this idea come about?
This was actually an idea that started back in Phoenix at my old job. I've been with the Denver Film Society for just over a year now. And Cine Latino originated back in Phoenix 4 years ago, ran for 3 years in Phoenix. So this is the Cine Latino Denver edition, if you will. And it was just, about 5-10 years ago, you really saw a renaissance in Latin American filmmaking. So many great filmmakers coming from Mexico, Guillermo del Toro, Alfonso Cuarón, Alejandro González Iñárritu, and they really opened the door for a lot of other filmmakers. In Mexico, the government of Mexico really made a concerted effort to put some tax incentives in place to really promote filmmaking. And ever since then, there's just been an explosion of filmmaking in Latin America. So it was a way to just show good films, that happen to be from Latin America.
Well, thanks for taking 4 days, September 25th through 28th, at the C Film Center right there on East Colfax and Josephine. You've got a nice lineup of directors and actors coming in, but I guess this new film directed by Richard Montoya, Water and Power, is kind of a marquee event.
Yes, it's our opening night film, and Richard will come out. It's his directorial debut, so he'll be out presenting the film, and Nick Gonzalez, lead actor, will also be out. But Edward James Olmos, sort of an uncredited producer on the film, he's also going to come out. He's been a big champion of the film, promoting it.
Well, he's done a lot to promote Latino film. His voice is on the trailer, I think.
Yes.
I mean, he's got the voice, right?
Yeah.
Water and Power, this great detective story. We've got a clip. What do we say to set it up?
It's sort of a, good old-fashioned noir thriller, good and bad, and sort of the lines between the two kind of get blurred. Two brothers on kind of both sides of the law, and you're not quite sure who's the good one, who's the bad one.
One named Water and one named Power.
I need to tell you a little East Side Story, is about two brothers, two carnales named Water and Power.
You can't have one without the other. Water needs power. Power needs water.
And for those of you that didn't know my daddy was a good man.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
My daddy dug ditches for Mr. Mulholland so his sons wouldn't have to.
Call Casper from a landline. And you tell him. No, you know what? Better yet, ask him nicely, as a favor to me, to give us a freeway shooting on the harbor in about an hour. Nobody gets hurt.
Victimless freeway shooting for cover. Got it.
Freeway shooting? In L.A.?
Yeah.
And then what sounded like a speech, a rousing political speech, my daddy dug ditches so the Mulholland boys didn't have to. That was the politician, the brother Water.
Brother Water.
And then the other brother setting up the freeway shooting was the brother Power.
Power, correct.
He was the cop.
And he's the cop.
The other one was the politician.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So a little bit of Chinatown, a little bit of Michael Mann, Heat, if you're familiar with him. So noir, good old noir.
Looking forward to that one. Opening night, September 25th at C Film Center.
I was looking at the list here, and I was just curious about the man behind the mask. That's director Gabriela Obregón. Has Meet El Hijo del Santo. What's this all about?
It's a documentary about the wrestler, the luchador, El Hijo del Santo. Actually, we just got word last week that he's not able to make it. He's 67. He's been wrestling his entire life. And
true story.
He's having some problems, so he couldn't make it. Right. But the documentary is made by his wife, and it's a true story behind how his father, El Santo, the famous wrestler, got into wrestling, and then how it got passed on to him.
Yeah.
So we'll actually have some luchadors come out to the film center on Saturday, and should be a good time.
You're showing Zoot Suit in a free showing. This is the introduction to Chicano film, maybe.
Correct, yeah. And it was, I had never actually seen the film until I got into college, and I didn't even know that it was based on true history. You know, it's part of the history that's not taught in most history classes. So right. We're showing it free. We're going to have some kids that were in the landmark production of the play Zoot Suit Riots about 10 years ago at North High. So they'll come out, talk about the play, talk about the movie, talk about the real life history depicted in it, and free for everyone to come and learn about the history.
Our guest, Ernie Quiroz, who is the director of Cine Latino, the inaugural edition here in Denver, a celebration of Latin film over 4 days, September 25th through 28th at the C Film Center.
Correct.
East Colfax and Josephine.
Correct.
Okay.
Best of luck on an inaugural film celebration.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much, and thanks for having me here.